It's Reality Bites. Every week on the Believe Podcast Network, I sit down with one of my famous or not sports loving lawn mowing beard chugging guy friends who I force to sit and watch what most men are forced to watch by a loved one multiple times a week in this great country of ours, reality television. Most men pretend not to like it or admit that they watch it, but I force them to talk about it on Reality Bites. I'm Rob Evers, your sports loving beard chugging girl chasing host who just happens to be obsessed with reality TV. Guys, today I'm going to try something a little different. I thought I'd try something called Reality Rant, where I don't have a guest. In fact, I'm just going to sit here and talk about a reality TV show and express my opinions about what I just saw. Guess we'll see if this works or not, since you're only going to be listening to me talking. It's not going to be me and somebody else who I forced to sit and watch. It's just going to be me reacting to what I saw on the TV set and ranting about it. There's not going to be any phone calls coming in. There's not going to be any people texting me. Well, maybe there'll be some people texting me. But I figured that you and I, we could work it out as we go along. For those of my friends that actually listen to my podcast, feedback is always fantastic. So if there's anything that you liked or disliked about this reality rant, please let me know. My DM, you guys can DM me at Forever's Evers, Forever's Evers. My last name is Evors, that's, and then it's Forever's, and then Evers, so yeah, you get it. Anyway, that's probably the best way. If you don't know me, send me a DM. You know, they all come through. You are allowed to see what you want and all that other good stuff. And I love feedback on this. So why don't we get into this? This is called Reality Rant. And we're going to talk about last week's episode, or this week's episode, the last episode of The Bachelorette. I know we just did the last podcast with my friend Annie Cazell. I didn't want to bother him again so soon. We'll probably have Annie back for the finale. And then we might even have some surprise guests come and talk about The Bachelorette, since it's such a hot topic. Maybe some girlfriends, maybe some other people that are very related to the show. We shall see. But right now I'm just going to do this one on my own. So let's just get into it, shall we? I'm going to get my Truly here. Just because I don't have a guest doesn't mean that I'm not going to truly enjoy myself when I drink my Truly hard seltzer beverage with only 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar. Less than that is added sugars, I might add. So I'm just going to take a sip of this to get my ranting persona on. Delicious. All right. So now, let's just get into it. By the way, I know I keep saying we're getting into it, but I just have to say that I'm not one of these spoilers, guys. I'm not somebody that watches reality TV and then has to go and look at Reality Steve or any of these other things and podcasts, blogs, whatever, spoilers where I know who wins. So that's, you're never going to get that with me. If you're not one of those people and you're watching the show as it comes on the air, you're going to get the real point of view that I have, just as you're having as I'm watching it. That's my promise to you. The only show that I watch and have spoilers on is Big Brother, because I'm a live feeder and I'm never going to apologize for that. And I'll tell you more about the Big Brother podcast, which is going to be coming up very shortly. Oh, shit. Very shortly. In like 2 weeks, it's going to be coming up. So I got to get that put together. But it's going to be a very special one. You guys are not going to want to miss that podcast. Okay. So now, let's get into this rant about this last week's Bachelorette episode. I hope everybody got to see it. Some people might not have. It came on Tuesday night instead of Monday night because the NBA Finals are on. Great game Monday night, but everything got moved over to Tuesday. So some people might not have seen it. If you haven't seen it, it's on Hulu. Go watch it on Hulu. You know, pay $11.99 and don't have commercials. It goes by pretty quickly. All right. So The episode begins at the end of the two episodes ago. Now, two episodes ago, it was an okay episode, but the main drama that happened was that Luke P and Luke S got into a very heated exchange. Luke P's kind of losing his mind a couple episodes ago, where he's starting to feel like Hannah is getting a bad impression of him. So he starts doing what most men do when they feel like they're losing somebody, going crazy. And Luke P, I don't think, has a lot of screws left in the head to be losing any. So I think they kind of came out where the producers decided that in Rhode Island that a rugby match would be a really good idea. I don't know who signed off on that, but I don't know if you ladies have ever actually, or whoever's watching, if you guys have ever watched a rugby match. People lose ears in this game. They get their nose broken multiple times. They get MCL and ACL tears. Like, it's one of those things where, like, even in hockey, if you have a temper, like, my parents wouldn't let me play hockey because I have a little bit of a temper, and they knew that there's fighting in that sport. It's not that these people stand up and go toe-to-toe like they do in hockey, but at least in hockey, you have some sort of padding and all that other stuff on. Here, you're just going, you're basically just headbutting each other the entire time. And to have these guys that are competing for one woman play rugby was just, you're kind of asking for something. And I know it's a reality TV show and they're asking for something, but like, they were really asking for something. So in case you missed it, Nick Vale Jr., that's what we'll call Luke S., Nick Vale Jr., he decided that he was going to play defense against Luke P. And, you know, they didn't really show us what happened, but basically the story is Luke P., away, way, way, away from where the ball was, picked up Luke S., body slammed him on the ground, and then proceeded to knee him in the head. Luke S. was not very happy about this at all. They kind of get into a little argument about it. Luke P. automatically is like, dude, I mean, in the heat of the moment, you can tell he was like pissed off. But like, he was kind of like, dude, you know what? That was my bad. I'm sorry. And Luke S. was not having it at all. Luke S. was just talking shit to his teammates. Did you see what he did? Did you see what happened? Did you see how he picked me up and he threw me? First of all, don't let somebody pick you up and throw you to the ground. That's rule number one. If somebody's putting you in a position to do that, then pick them up and throw them to the ground next. If he knees you in the head, hit him in the head. Maybe I'm being a little too rough right now, but like, I just felt like Luke S. took kind of like the whiny way out of the whole situation. And Luke P. came up to apologize to him afterwards. I mean, a lot of people have tempers, and you know, if you apologize, then you know, maybe you're showing a little bit remorse, but apparently not. Luke S. decided that this guy's a psychopath, and that was it. There was no apologizing. There was no nothing going on. So it spilled over into the rose ceremony, and Luke S. and Luke P. just started going in and talking to Hannah. Even on the date after the rugby, they just kept talking about Hannah, talking to Hannah about the other one, talking about the other one, talking about the other one, talking about the other one. The two Lukes could not stop talking about the Lukes. It was messy, to say the least, right? So finally, Hannah has a little bit of a breakdown, which we are learning that Hannah does nowadays. And she decides she's going to take Luke at the end of the other episode and bring them into a room together at the rose ceremony and have everybody hash it out. And that's where we ended 2 weeks ago. Not this past episode, 2 weeks before that. So this episode starts with Luke P and Luke S in a room with Hannah. And Hannah sits down with them and says, all right, tell me what happened. So Luke S. starts to tell Hannah what happened, and then she's like, no, wait, don't tell me. Talk to each other. And you're like, what? Talk to each other? That's what they were doing this. So you just, okay. So they start talking to each other, which you know is going to get into a huge argument because they're going to start talking over each other and contradicting each other and everything. And then Hannah's the one that gets up and leaves the room out of nowhere. And these two are just sitting there like, wait, didn't she just bring us in here to talk to each other in front of her? Why is she getting up and leaving? And then she decides, okay, you know what? This is over. I'm just going to have a rose ceremony and deal with it. We're not doing any more cocktail party or anything like that. So this makes everybody, all the other guys, more pissed off all over again, right? And, you know, Luke S keeps referring to Luke P as a psychopath and crazy, and then Mike's calling him crazy and a psychopath, and then Garrett's calling him crazy and a psychopath, and Kevin's calling him crazy and a psychopath. But I don't know if you guys remember Chad from a couple seasons back. I think, was it JoJo's season? I don't remember whose season it was, but Chad was on one season. Maybe it was what was the hot one's name? Oh, I can't remember. I don't know why I'm blanking on it right now, but Chad was insane. At least Luke has a little bit of like, yeah, I'm a competitive guy. I obviously CrossFit and I have a little crazy behind my eyes, but I might be a psychopath, but I'm not like acting like Chad. Can you imagine these guys around Chad? Do you think Mike would be standing up to Chad? Do you think Luke S would be saying the shit he was saying to Luke P? If it was Chad, no. Luke S would be hiding behind a couch and would have apologized to Chad if Chad body slammed him. I guarantee you that. Anyway, Hannah gets up and walks out. We go straight to the rose ceremony, right? And Luke S, before she can hand out a rose, asks to talk to her outside. He goes out and he says that he hopes that she opens her eyes and sees what's going on. He's not pleading for his case, which you think he would, which this whole thing between the two Lukes, he's been saying, I'm here for the right reasons. I'm here for Hannah. Don't you forget that. I'm here to win her heart. I'm here for her. I'm here for her. I'm here for her. Nothing to do with anything else. But then he goes out there and says, I've been fighting too hard for my character. Peace. I'm out. And he leaves. Like, you just completely contradicted everything that you were just talking about. This defeats your whole argument of, I'm here for her. I'm here to fight for her. No, obviously, you're not. Because the second you got your feelings hurt a little bit, and you thought that she might send you home, which I don't think she was going to, by the way, you leave? Like, that it blew my mind. And I think it blew everybody else's mind. I think everybody else was just a little upset that he, you know, it's like maybe he thought he was being a man and being like, I'm going to go before she can, you know, hurt my ego even more and send me home. But what you really did was look like a pussy, to be honest. I mean, if you want my honest opinion, that's what it was. He looked like a pussy. And guess who got a rose? It came down to John Paul Jones and Luke P. And another guy who, you know, who was that guy? We don't know. And we all knew it was going to happen. John Paul Jones, he was a novelty. He was a gag guy. He was there to laugh at. He wasn't somebody that was there. He was never a competitor. So when it came down to the two of them, you knew Luke P was going to stay, right? So he gets the rose. Everybody's pissed. People are like, are you fucking kidding me? People are starting to doubt what Hannah's thinking and all that other stuff. And then, you know, they go to do a toast. And Luke P can't shut up. He has to give his own toast. It's like, if you know everybody hates you and you're trying to be somebody that people actually like, or you're just trying to just be there for the girl. If I was in this situation, which, by the way, I never, ever will be. But if I was in this situation and I found out, God forbid, that everybody there hated me, whether they were jealous or I was a dick or like whatever it was, I had more of a connection, I would fade into the background in that house. I would just talk to people that wanted to talk to me, and I would just kind of be by myself until I got time with her. Don't give anybody any excuses. This guy keeps giving people excuses to not like him. It blows my mind. It blows my mind. I don't know if he's just not aware, or if he's like the kind of psychopath that's like, I don't know, because he's charming too, you know, in a certain degree. Like, I can see him being more of a Ted Bundy type person, where like he goes into a bar, meets a girl, and lures him to a van or a Volkswagen or something. I don't know. Anyway, the guys find out that they're leaving and going to Scotland. All right, Scotland. They're staying in a castle. They're staying, you know, in the middle of nowhere. They're going into, I think they're in the Scottish Isles, which are beautiful. Hannah says she's like Mary, Queen of Scots. I guess somebody gave her something to read on the plane over. And she says, like, she gets her head cut off at the end. It's like, yeah, well, don't get your head cut off. Don't put yourself in the situation where you're going to literally take yourself out of the game. The guys go out to have beers. She shows up. Nobody knew she was coming. And she's like, I just want to be real. I just want to be real with you guys. Let's reset and be real. It's like, we get it. We get it, Hannah. That's your thing. You're the real bachelorette. We get it. Sorry, drinking my Truly. By the way, if I was any of the other bachelorettes, I would kind of be pissed right now. I'd be like, was I not real? Was my whole season not real? Did I come across Caitlin? That's the girl's name, Caitlin. Yeah. Caitlin wasn't real. Caitlin seemed pretty damn real, but she just didn't have to keep saying it all the damn time. So she wants to do a reset. I think that was kind of focused towards the whole Luke situation, which has been, you know, it's been the Luke show for the past couple episodes. And then she says she's going on a date. And right when she says, guess what? Mike turns around and goes, oh, I just got butterflies. And he was right. He was right. Mike gets the first one-on-one. And they go off together. Meanwhile, the guys are left at the bar. And they talk about the whole being real thing. And Luke has to fucking speak up again. Like, these guys are like, dude, will you just stop talking? Just stop talking and we can, like, let everything go. But you have to keep talking and bringing it back to you. And it's driving us fucking crazy. If Luke just stood in the back, had a beer, and was like, cool, cheers. Yeah, awesome. Let's be real. Cool. What's that? No, I'm good. Okay, see ya. But he has to keep bringing everything back to himself. And that's what's pissing everybody else off. Just take a few steps back for like a week. Don't say anything. Let everybody forget you're there, and then they can bring it back around. Anyway, Mike goes on the first date, and here's what I can't. I'm like starting to like. Mike's been in my top five from the very beginning, right? Ever since the great grandma. I think I said this on my last podcast with Andy. Ever since the great grandmother. And, you know, listening to women and how he comes across with women. And, you know, he's a nice guy. He was in the military. Thank you for your service. But, like, now I'm starting to be like, is this guy playing shit up for the TV? Like, is he, like, is this how he really is back home? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think there's a little bit of him now that he sees that camera on him. That smile flashes. He stands up a little straighter. He starts saying things that she probably wants to hear. He starts acting all kind of like childish and giggly and everything. And I mean, I'm sure he's having a good time, but at the same time, it just seems like it seems a little more put on than anybody else, you know? Tell me if I'm wrong, but like, I feel like he's starting to play the part a little bit more. Even when he's alone with Luke P and he starts talking to Luke P, you know, and playing the tough guy, it's like he's playing a part, it seems like. And that bothers me because I do have him in my top five and I do think he's probably a nice guy. But like, this is, I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. It's a great date. It's a date that I would want to go on. Beer, yes. Scotch, yes. Food, yes. Seeing a city for the first time in another country with somebody, fuck yeah. I mean, that's one of the best things. That's always going to be with you, no matter what. I mean, the people that get on the show, the people that get the first date in a new city are like the same people that do something death-defying with that person. Like jump out of a plane or go bungee jumping or, you know, I don't know, eat poison. I don't know what else they do. But you ever notice that the people that do something death-defying always make it to the top three, or at least four, because they did something with that person that they're always going to remember and that they had a great time with, and they associate that with. So this is kind of the same thing. They go out on the town, they meet all the folk, they have haggis, she starts to loosen up a little bit, and you kind of see her for like the girl that she would be on a day-to-day basis, and he's playing that too, but then he's still playing the kind of like, I'm just so nervous when I'm around you, and blah, 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 and it's like, it's a great day that I would want to be on anyway. They seem like they had a good time. Meanwhile, back at the mansion, or castle, or whatever it is, the guys get the card for the group date, and it seems like they're going to be doing some sort of fun date with her that's has to do with Scottish games. But they all get called on the card, and the only person that's not on the card is Luke P. And Luke, they call him out on kind of going back and forth, you know, because sometimes he says, you know, for the very second episode ever, he said he was in love with her. Then a couple episodes after that, he's like, I don't know anymore. He was getting ready to leave. Now he's in love with her. Now he says, I'm excited to see where our relationship is. And the guys kind of call him out on that. And they're like, where your relationship is, you told her that you were in love with her 2 days after you met her. So I think Hannah wants to see where the relationship is when he gets that card. When she picks him for this date, I think it's like, I need to sit down with this guy one-on-one and find out where his head is without all these other people and drama and everything else coming around. Because that's when I'll find out who he is for real, hopefully. Anyway, the guys go on this group date. Looks fun. But can I just rant for a second about, like, we don't have to go to other countries and talk about the stereotype of that country. If we don't have to talk about Braveheart in Scotland for the entire episode. We don't have to talk about Loch Ness Monster for the entire episode. I mean, to the point where they started calling Luke Ness Monster. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Guys, this is season, 15 of The Bachelorette? I think, like, total 32 of the whole franchise? You don't have to do these stupid puns and also make us look like idiots to the rest of the world that those are the only two things we know about Scotland. Braveheart and the Loch Ness Monster. Kind of pissed me off a little bit. I mean, even the Mike and Luke even Mike saying it, like, Luke Ness Monster. Okay, anyway. They do these fun games. It was drama-free. It was just a fun thing to watch. These guys, you know, throwing axes and carrying milk. And, you know, Jed is, when he's kind of got time to step up, he steps up. And you could tell that Jed is also one of the front runners, who I also had in my top five. And he wins the Scottish games or whatever it is, and they go to the after party. And I mean, God, Hannah is just getting on people, isn't she? I mean, she is just like horny. This girl is climbing on everybody, wrapping her legs around. I don't know how used she is to like getting it. But she acts like she hasn't had it for enough time that she is like wanting it and needing it. Because she's not just like making out with these guys. She is like on them. To the point where she has a little time with Jed after at the cocktail party, after the the date party, and Kevin walks up and sees it, which Jed did to Luke P and Hannah before. There's a lot of walking in on people in this season. But they just, you know, Jed and Hannah were so into each other they didn't even notice, and they just kind of kept going to the point where Kevin just walked away. And we find out, which I forgot about, Kevin hasn't even made out with her yet. Kevin has been like one of those prominent people that's been in every episode, but he hasn't even made out with her yet. So we know poor Kevin, when it comes down to him and somebody else, is going home. Because he's going to get the conversation later of like, you know, my relationships have just progressed a lot further with other people, and I think you're a really great guy, But, you know, I just see a future with other men right now. And he's going to be like, yeah, we didn't even make out. She's like, yeah, we didn't even make out. So, you know, Kevin's going to be like number six gone. He's going to be, when it comes down to like who's going to go home for hometowns, Kevin's going to get the boot, because Kevin's not going home for a hometown without smooching. And even if he does smooch, I bet it's like one of those. I bet it's one of those situations where, like, and this happens in every season too, where like there's that one person who hasn't kissed the bachelor, bachelor yet, and then everybody else is like, "Wait, you haven't even made out with him yet?" And then they're like, "No, I got to do it tonight." And then they go in and like force a kiss, and it's the most awkward thing in the entire world. And then that person realizes then that it's awkward, and then they get just, they don't even make it to the rose ceremony. They're just like, "Yeah, I'm going to call this right now." Speaking of awkward, Peter's one-on-one time with her was really awkward, where he tried to throw her on the pool table and make out with her, but he didn't get the right angle and the lamps were very low and they kept hitting their head. But I mean, it worked. Hannah was into it. They made out, and there was guitars playing in the background, which, you know, that means that she likes him. And then we go back to Luke and Mike, and Mike gets up and leaves when the date card comes, because, you know, Mike hates Luke, and Luke reads the card, but he reads it completely wrong. He reads it one way or another, we're going to figure this out. It was the card, and he reads it like, one way or another, we're figuring it out. Where she meant it like, we're going to figure this out one way or another. Like, we're either going to be in this or you're going home. And I think that just goes to show where his head is and where her head is before the date even happens. He thinks they're going to work stuff out no matter what. And she's like, you're on the verge. Taylor and her make out. You know, you can, with Hannah, you can really tell like right away who she likes. Taylor wasn't in my top five. Taylor, the dancing bro, as I like to call him, wasn't in my top five. My top five were Connor, Mike, Jed, Peter, and Luke. I think I had Luke P in my top five, but Luke P was like at the bottom. Maybe Garrett was up there. No, there was somebody else. I can't remember who, but it definitely was Connor number one, which, by the way, we haven't focused on it all. And mark my words, Connor's going to come up at the end and you guys are going to be like, oh shit, Connor. He's kind of like, was it Blaine from last season? Where you're like, where did this guy come from with the ears? And they both talk the same. They both talk in the back of their throat like this, which drives me crazy. But they were both like talking like this. And they're like, I just really love this person. And Connor's that guy. He's going to be in the top three. Mark my words. If not be the winner. Hannah realizes that Luke P's not there at the group date, at the group after party, and she even says, like, he wasn't here, there was no drama. You could tell that Hannah's backing her feelings out of this whole Luke guy, and she's realizing that she's having great times and there's no drama and there's no tears when he's not around. Also, do the guys still have to call him Luke P? I mean, I know that Luke S was in the beginning of this episode, but like, he's been gone for a while for them now. I mean, they're in a whole nother country. So do they have to still call him Luke P? Probably not. I'm going to tell them they don't. Don't call him Luke P anymore. Just call him Luke. It's Luke's turn to go on the date. The guys are all back. You know, it's the next morning. And this is when I started feeling in this episode, I started feeling a little bit bad for Luke P. I'm just going to call him Luke, because I just said that about them. Why am I calling him Luke P? I'm going to call him Luke. God, I was doing that. I'm such a hypocrite. All right, I won't do that anymore. This is where I start feeling bad for Luke, because he comes out and you can tell that he's like genuine. I don't know. I feel like this guy makes mistakes, realizes he makes them, and then like once is like sincere about his apology, but he made the mistake. It's like when, you know, you see little kids playing on a playground and one of them like they're not sharing properly, and one of the kids picks up a, like, something and throws it at the other kid and hits the other kid in the head. But he, like, didn't mean to hit him in the head. He just meant to be like, share properly or get off my thing. And then he's like, I'm sorry. You know, right away you start apologizing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But the other kid's like, no, I'm telling my mom. I'm telling. It hurt me. I'm telling. I feel like that's the way these guys are with Luke, is that he comes out. He's like, I heard you guys had a great date. And they don't even say anything to him. He's like, I heard you guys had to wear kilts. Like, that sounded like fun. And they just ignored him. And you can see that his feelings are hurt. Like, you can see there's like a genuine, like his feelings are hurt, you know, and he's feeling alone and all that other stuff. There's not even, I mean, John Paul Jones isn't even there anymore to like listen to him talk. And then Mike, I think it's Mike or Garrett, one of the two, just says to him straight up, just on this date, just keep our names out of your mouth. That's all you have to do. Keep our names out of your mouth and be a man about it. So he's like, yeah, for sure. I won't say anything. Luke P and Hannah see each other, and she says this is either the first date with to the camera. She says this is either the first date with my future husband or the last date with Luke. And it's like, okay, so if he stays, you're marrying him? That's what you just told us? Like, that, I don't think Hannah has any idea what she's thinking either. So they have this conversation. They walk through the fields and they're kind of awkward, but like, you could tell they're attracted to each other, and they sit down. He's like, oh, cool, a castle. She's like, yeah, we're in Scotland, you idiot. Like, that's what we do. You go to castles, old castles. They sit down and right away they start getting into it. You know, Luke's like, I don't want to sit here and talk about the past couple weeks. I want to, like, you said, restart. Let's restart. And, you know, let's, you and I, we're away from everybody else. Let's have a good time. And he sounds, what's the word I'm looking for? Not relatable, but like, like, he sounds intelligent, not intelligent. He sounds like understandable. Like, he's, for the first time, he's not mumbling over his words or trying. He's being real. And he's like, he's being like, I can't think of how I'm trying to express it. It's not like the normal Luke that we've seen. He seems like understandable. Like, I don't want to talk about that stuff. I'm here for you. I want to talk about you. I want to have a good time. Like, let's go see this castle and hang out and get to know each other without these other people around. And Hannah's not having any of it. Hannah's like, well, I want to talk about other stuff. So they start talking about other stuff. And she's like, I just don't understand why people don't like you. And I don't want to be with somebody that people don't like. And which causes Luke to be like, people do like me. People outside of this situation, like, look, I admit I made a few bad steps in the beginning, and I made a few bad steps with these people, and I admit that, and I take full responsibility for that. But it wasn't with you, it was with them, and that's why they don't like me. But outside, in my normal world, people like me, people love me. And then she hears that and she gets mad. And it's like, at this point, you're looking at the TV and you're going, okay, this, she's just looking for shit to be upset about at this point. Because you understand as an audience member what he was trying to say, but she's finding all the little details in everything and then being like, you said this and that makes me mad. And he says, you know what? I don't know what you want. Like, I don't know how to make you feel like, how I can express myself without upsetting you right now. So let's just go have fun and enjoy the day. And she's like, she brings it right back to that. She's like, yeah, okay. But, no, I want to know more about, you know, how you feel. And he's like, what? I told you, like, I'll show you how I feel. And you can tell in this conversation that the producers were like, no matter what, if he tries to get out of it, no matter what he tries to say or what he tries to do, have this, you need to have this conversation with him. To the point where Hannah's has to get up and walk away because she doesn't even know what she's expressing in her own mind and how to get out of him, what the producers want her to get out of him, to the point where Hannah asked the producers to go tell her, tell him what she's trying to say. And they're like, no, you have to. And she's like, but I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Like, I have no idea what I'm trying to say because you guys are telling me what I'm trying to say. And I don't even know what you're saying. So that you could tell that there was like this BTS, behind the scenes confusion going on. She says she needs more, but he can tell that she's upset. He keeps answering the questions that she's asking, but then like she is not responding to it the way that one would think. So he keeps saying like, did I not answer that right? Hannah's starting to get annoying during this whole conversation because like she'll ask a question, he'll answer it to the best of his ability, and then she'll say that's not the right answer. And then he'll be like, okay. And she'll be like, I don't want to talk about that. And then he'll be like, let's not talk about it. And she'll be like, no, but let's talk about it. To the point where they get up and start walking to the castle to even enjoy their day. And then she's like, no, we need to speak more about the emotions. And it's like, what? Like, Hannah, ask the right questions and you'll probably get the right answers. She's not communicating properly. She's not being clear. She did the same thing with Colton. Like when she was doing the same thing with Colton, he was asking her unclear questions and she was giving unclear answers because especially when you're put on the spot like that, it's like, I don't know what you want me to say because I'm not understanding what you're saying. Now I can't even understand what the fuck I'm saying. That's how confusing this conversation is. I mean, it even gets to the point where they're like, all right, let's go look at the castle. And then she stops and goes, let's talk about mac and cheese and spaghetti. And then she's like, never mind, let's go look at the castle. And I almost called him Colton. Luke's just sitting there like, what the hell? I have no idea what's happening. You know, you could tell that she loves him, but knows that deep down that he's not the one. The physical connection that they had is obviously wearing off. She's obviously wondering if this is a person that would be her best friend forever. She's obviously wondering if it's somebody that she can wake up every day next to and have the time that she has with everybody else. The castle date ends kind of awkward. Sorry, I'm going to take another Truly sip. Delicious. Sorry, I hate the sound of people drinking on microphone, and I'm doing it myself. So then they go to dinner, and Luke says that he feels like he's been on thin ice. That's perfect for him to say that, because he is. And listen, when you're... Everybody's been in a relationship where you can feel the other person starting to slip away. And he's said this over and over again in the last couple episodes, that he feels like the girl of his dreams is slipping away. And when guys and girls, if you're listening, and just listen to this, because it's the truth. When guys feel like, maybe girls do this too, but I don't think so. I don't know. When guys feel like girls are slipping away from them because they know they fucked up once or twice, I'm not talking like huge fuck ups like cheating or any kind of bad thing, but just like, you know, arguments here and there, and you can feel the girl kind of slipping away a little bit. When you're in a very strong emotional place with that person, you tend to go overly the other way. So you start to grasp at them more. You start to come at them more. You start to have more paranoia. You start to have more, I don't know, jealousy. You start to have more ideas that happen in your head that aren't really happening yet. You start to say the wrong things because you think it's what they want to hear. And I feel like that's what's happening here. And it keeps going in this continuous circle. This dinner, he seems to be the most real he's ever been. He calls her out about her being in his shoes and her how she reacted to the situation with Colton. And she doesn't have a straight answer about it. She was just like, I don't know. It's like this moment that we're having now that made me become the person that I was. And to Luke, or if I ever heard that, I'd be like, okay, well then this is the moment. Let me prove after this that I can be the person that I can be. Basically, they had like that, you know, when you're in a relationship and you have a really drunken night or whatever night, and you guys break up in the heat of the moment, and then the next day you guys realize you want to be together, and you wake up and you try to figure things out, but now there's like, well, I love you, but, you know, there's guidelines where you're like, are we still broken up, or are we not broken up, or are we fixing it and putting this behind us, or are we ending it all the way together? But you could tell that Hannah already made up her mind. You know, girls always know when they're breaking up with somebody way before the guy does. like way before, like 3 or 4 months before they start. They start slowly backing themselves, convincing themselves and backing themselves out of the relationship. And the guys, that's when they start to feel that happening, is when they start pushing even more. And it's basically all just going one way. And it's both of them push. She's backing up and he's pushing it all over the edge. And you can tell that's what happened here. You know, she had made up her mind, because even when she picks up the rose to like tell him basically that he's going home, she keeps saying like, I want to know you more. And this is a weird situation. Like it was the most confusing breakup I've ever witnessed on this show, I think. It's like going in. It was like going for Luke. It was like going in on a one-on-one negotiation when she already had snipers all around the area or the room that they were talking in, because she was like, she knew what she was doing. She knew she was bringing him in to let him go, but she gave him a very confusing out, to the point where when she says, I can't give you this rose, you can literally see Luke's heart break. You just see his eyes tear up and his heart breaks. And I don't know. I think that it's going to be one of those moments where she feels good about it, but in the moment, but then like she's going to be confused. There's going to be more Hannah tears. And I think Luke P is probably going to come back. I have a feeling that Luke is not going to just walk away. I feel like, I don't know if he's going to do a Chad where he comes back up whistling and slowly taps on the door. But I think he's going to come back. And the previews for next week look pretty, it looks like everybody starts falling apart. I feel like that everybody had a common enemy in Luke, and now that, and Cam. And now that Cam and Luke are gone, it's like, who do we turn on now? And it looks like they might turn on Hannah, to be honest. Yeah. So that's that episode, guys. It's still, look, that was a rant. That was a rant, and it still took me 45 minutes. Jesus Christ. I can talk about this by myself for 45 minutes. I don't know if that's a good thing, people. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think about these rants, the reality rant. I'm obviously going to have more people on. I plan on doing Southern Charm next week with my friend Benjamin Arthur, who is a very famous Canadian actor. He's won a lot of awards up there. He's a funny guy, and his wife has him on all these Bravo shows, and he loves Southern Charm, and we're going to talk about all the things that happened on Southern Charm so far. And then the week after that is the premiere of Big Brother. And I don't care if you watch Big Brother or not. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have, and I'm still working this out, so if it doesn't happen, I apologize, but I've gotten kind of a confirmation, but I know so far I got Brett Gursky coming back. I might have one of my friends, Allie or Missy, coming on, but special guest for sure, who said he's done it. I've asked him multiple times. I mean, he's had a drink in his hand every time, but I've asked him multiple times. My friend Lance Bass from NSYNC. We're going to have a live, well, not live, but we're going to have a, after the live premiere, roundtable conversation about the people that we met that are going to be in the house. Because after that, it's going to be really hard to talk with, about everybody, you know, because it's on 3 times a week. But we'll try. But June 25th or 6th, I'm going to do Lance Bass, Brett Gursky, and maybe a couple other special guests where we're going to sit around and talk about the premiere of Big Brother. So I hope you guys tune into that. I hope you guys give me some feedback on this reality rant where I'm just by myself talking. And also, guys, I'm getting such a big response from this, and I really, really appreciate it. It means a lot to me when you guys give me feedback, no matter if it's positive or negative. But a lot of it has been very positive, and I'm having a great time doing this. So I just want to say that I really do appreciate you guys listening. And, you know, I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying doing it. Remember that if you do enjoy it, please subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. We're available on your favorite directories such as iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, and iHeart. You can find us at Believe.com and at Believe Podcasts. Please rate the show on iTunes and follow me at Forever's Evers, at Forever's Evers, Foreversevers. All right, guys. Until next time with Southern Charm, remember, reality TV, it's realer than real.